The southern region of the USDA Forest Service is waiving all campground fees until further notice in Texas and 10 other states, including Arkansas, for individuals displaced by the recent flooding in Texas and Louisiana by Hurricane Harvey. The offer includes the Ouachita National Forest and Ozark St. Francis National Forest. Ouachita National Forest Deputy Public Affairs Officer Terrence Peck is headquartered in Hot Springs.
All the fees are waived. Any fees that you would pay at a camping site will be waived. They just have to go to the camp host and let them know, you know, where they're from and talk to them and also give a call ahead of time also to ensure that there are campsites available.
Peck says no displaced flood victims have taken advantage of the offer in Arkansas yet, but he expects that will change. Families are allowed to bring travel trailers and campers on site. Electric and water fees are also waived. Peck says individuals should call ahead or check websites to determine what's open and what's available. FEMA warns recovery of property affected by Hurricane Harvey may take months, even years. The agency is providing disaster assistance for emergency housing, including motels and apartments for displaced residents moved out of temporary shelters, but shortages, the agency warns, can be expected. USDA Forest Service campgrounds are another option, according to Peck.
It's important that people have as many options available to them during this difficult time, and that there's going to be a lot of work that has to be done in those affected areas with many amenities unavailable to them. And we want to help people recover from the stress that they are surely experiencing by having the opportunity to gather their thoughts on what their future plans will be. And I think by having the opportunity to come up and to these campsites and the fees waived, that gives them an opportunity to better think about what they're going to do with their future, because it's kind of hard to do that when you're right in the mix of things.
A number of USDA Forest Service sites in the Gulf Coast are closed due to flooding from the hurricane, and others may be booked. So Peck urges displaced individuals to contact campgrounds in advance. Peck says the USDA Forest Service is currently monitoring Hurricane Irma, which is expected to make landfall in Florida this weekend, and that could possibly displace even more U.S. residents.